Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time of moment of silence for community members that we have lost since our last meeting. And those would be Zoya Mayo and Kenneth Kubner. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Yes, sir.
I think 16 gets me here. I'm not sure. Two meetings ago, I had about 8 questions. I know they were published that they were asked for questions. Have we gotten answers to any of them yet?
We have been working on those and we're getting your answers.
Okay.
Any others? Seeing none? Item number 8, approval of vouchers in the general fund of 3372 to 3409 and the ACH account of 1512 to 1513. Ambulance fund of 19572, 19573, and firehouse construction 1005.
And I had an opportunity to review those vouchers, and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of August 16th, 2023.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the regular town meeting of August 16th, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of September 6th, 2023.
I would move for approval of those minutes. I've had an opportunity to review them. I believe them to be accurate as drafted.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting of September 6, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay. In the general checking, there's $369,932.69. In the ambulance fund, there's $439,252.90. And in the reserve fund, there's $241,821.36.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Motion to approve.
And second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, swearing in Fire Chief Meyer. Chris. We will do the ambulance chief at our next meeting. Mike has to be, had to be out of town for this one.
All right, mister, will you raise your right hand, please? I, Christopher Meyer, having been appointed as the fire chief of the town of Lac des Flambeaux Fire Department, swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully discharge the duties of said office to the best of my ability, so help me God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris, I'm just going to have you sign this. One for you and one for me.
This here.
One for you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
That was the easy part.
Right?
Yes, it was. Item number 13, discussion update, firehouse construction. Glenn?
All we got to do is get out of this chair.
Be careful.
Glenn fell down here the other day, took an ambulance ride.
He did, first took an ambulance.
He got to experience it firsthand.
Photographs, I'm going to let you pass that around, look at them.
I drive by every day.
Page one are showing the roof steel going up on the north bay. Page two is actually the same photograph, but one was a close-up. They're working on the utility rooms at the back on the southwest corner, and they're working up to the height that will be a mezzanine on top of that with our air handler and heat recovery system. So we want to get, the precast is coming in Monday, so. The next page shows the area under that will be under the mezzanine, and this will have a lot of partitions in it, their storerooms and so on. And the picture below is the training area, the kitchen area is far to the end of it. I happen to be standing in Chris's office. I took this picture.
Looks pretty bare.
Precast is going to arrive on Monday. The masons are going to move into the training room area to get those walls up to roof height. They want to get the joists and the deck on that area and have it roofed so that they can have the interior work continue without worrying about weather. Shortly, the north wall, they're going to start putting in the overhead door frames, and then they'll be working the masonry in those areas. The idea is to get the roof on before snow flies, so we've got a lot of work to do. But all the materials there, the decking is there, all the joists and girders are there. I think that's about it. There was a question about security.
Yeah, and I've got that on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Next item.
Well, we have outlets, so that for camera systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did not know what camera system we were going to buy, so I've got the outlets conduit through the wall to the outlets. Every door is covered. Camera will be able to see every door. I think it only takes 3 or 4 camera locations, so not that bad. Then Susan started asked me today about the builder's risk. Builder's risk is specified to be carried by the contractor. It's in the specification. I haven't seen I asked them today for a copy of the builder's risk policy. Other than that's it.
Does Nacy think that he'll get it boxed in enough before the snow flies to be able to work in there then this winter? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I asked the superintendent today. I said, what's your schedule? I mean, what's your guess on when this is going to be done? And he says, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I'd like to have it done by September next year. And he says, oh, no, we'll beat that. So, he's talking about sometime summer, probably.
Good.
So, no, they're planning on working through the winter on it.
Good.
Did they ever get a resolution on the water main thing with the tribe?
No, we haven't. We've gone ahead with planning for the well and the tank system.
So you got a no answer, or did you get a no answer? You know?
There was a lot of other things that were involved, engineering that would need to be done before they would hook up an agreement and what we were afraid of, and we had planned for the well and the tanks anyway. What we were afraid of is it might hold up the whole project by months.
Okay, so they're going with the well.
Going with the well.
All right.
Any other questions? Seeing none? Thanks, Glenn. Item number 14, discussion possible action, security in the firehouse construction. Bill McCutcheon had asked for this to be placed on the agenda, so Bill?
I guess Glenn answered it. He said they're preparing for it, which at the last meeting, it was indicated we weren't, that he said it is.
Yep, so they'll have a place for the cameras and... Item number 15, discussion possible action update on Supervisor Hanson's FOIA request. Do you have any update for us, Bob?
I do not. I think since the town has filed suit on that matter, I'm not going to hear anything. I think any response at this point would go to the town. So I don't expect to hear anything from them.
Okay. Item number 16, discussion possible action update on the August 28th, 2023 motion regarding tribal road access permit ordinance. And I think that was you were going to see about what the cost was. I don't know if you've gotten anything on that.
Yeah, I had made an inquiry as to how the costs were going to be calculated, and the response that I got was that there had been no decision on that as yet. There are a couple different formulas that they're looking at for calculating that. And to the best of my knowledge, there has not been a decision made on that as of right now.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
So from what Bob, you had just mentioned or said there, it sounds like the town is preparing to go on for infinity for making these payments to them. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. What's your point, though?
Well, I'm asking you, are you preparing to go on forever with these payments?
A person would have to be crazy to want to do that.
I agree.
So no, the answer is no.
You haven't set a timeline for anything, though?
Bill, we're not in a position to set deadlines, okay? We are in a position of responding. We're not leading the parade here, okay?
Oh, really? So you can't take the position to be in the lead anymore?
We can make proposals, we can try to move things along, but this is not—it's not our symphony. We don't get to lead the orchestra, okay?
So,
yes, and give your name to
Dennis Pearson, East Rossell, Lake Lane. Sorry, I thought the reason we were asking for that was for 2024 budgeting purposes, just so you had some sort of
correct
idea.
That was,
that's separate from what's going on.
That was, yeah, that was the original intent, so we know how to budget.
Because we saw the letter, we just didn't see the math.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So is
your name?
Sally Firmanek.
Thank you.
Is there or has, I guess I'd like to know, has there been a meeting with the tribe or is there one scheduled or when was the last?
There has not been one with the tribe. We requested one. We haven't heard back from them yet. Last one was in May.
Okay. And so at this point, there's really nothing, like kind of Bill's saying, you know, there's not a plan to get together, right? There's no meeting.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Kate Hoff, when is our next monthly payment due?
There was one due.
And we do 10-12.
On the 12th, which was, I took over there personally.
And that pays up through?
Up through October 12th.
And what happens if we do not make a payment October 12th?
I couldn't tell you.
Are we willing to try to find out by not making payments?
Well, it's something that the board will have to, discuss. Yes?
Don Tingwall, is there a line item in the new budget to accommodate for that payment on a monthly basis in 2024?
Not as of yet.
Is there a plan to put a line item?
We'll be working on that tomorrow morning. Yes, name again?
Sally Furmanek. So with that, I believe the title insurance company has agreed to pay some of that money back to the town. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so do you have a dollar amount of what you're going to be getting back from the title company?
We received last month's payment for, what was that, Susan?
14.
Well, that was the one that we got the other day, which was.
We got 12.5 and 12.5. Yeah. It wasn't a full.
Yeah, we got 25,000, and then we did receive a check from one of the title companies the other day for 14.
So then, are you in regular contact with the title companies, working with them?
The attorneys are.
The attorneys are. Okay. Because I know that we've had some discussions with our title insurances, and, you know, they're not, you know, again, this is what I'm hearing, is they're not feeling like there's a lot of communication or discussion going back and forth. And I know the title company, our title company, is getting very frustrated with the lack of action. And when you don't see action, you start looking at alternatives, right? So unfortunately, I think our title company is really putting a lot of stuff right out on the table and looking at all of their options right now, which is difficult for all of us as homeowners because, you know, this has been going on for so many years that they were aware of it, that, you know, many of us don't have title insurance for the full value of our properties. So
sure.
There's just, it's just continuing to get worse for us as homeowners.
Well, and I think that's why it's important that we try to find out what the fees would be so that we can move forward.
Right, and I think it's also important to understand what goes with that, right? You know, what other restrictions are there, or what other guarantees are there for us as a community, right? Not just these four roads, because, you know, it's clear from our lawyer that there's more than four roads involved going down the road, right, down the path. And so this would be for the community.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Gloria.
As much as we understand that this is for the community, right now the tribe made a decision in our last meeting in May that they only want to deal with the four roads. That was loud and clear. As much as we know that this is bigger than those four roads, the tribe at that time said we want these four roads dealt with right now. So our hands are tied to a certain extent as well, although this is bigger than the four
right,
roads.
Right.
So it's really difficult in any position, you know, being a homeowner, sitting up here, or being, if you will, a leader in any capacity, whether it's tribal or not, to try to have a discussion or a dialogue when it's not two-based.
Right, absolutely, Gloria. I agree. And that's why I was getting at, when there's not cooperation and there's no moving forward, you know, then you look at what other options are there. And that's really where the title company is from. And I agree, it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for you as a board, but I got to call out, for us as homeowners, we're really past frustration. And I think what I'm afraid of is, should the barricades go back up, I don't think it would be peaceful anymore. I think there'd be a lot of violence and a lot of problems. And I think as far as this community, there's such a wedge between Native and non-Native now. You know, this is generational. I'm seeing it, my kids are seeing it, my grandkids are seeing it. You know, I've got a four-year-old grandson who was coming to visit me and said, Grandma, how am I ever going to get past the Indians? And he was terrified and in tears. This is generational. I don't think that this is able to be healed anymore in this community. And the longer it goes, the worse it's going to get, because people are at their frustration level. And so I appreciate what you said, Gloria, but I just had to say that.
Right, and I get that, and the question was asked, what if we don't pay? You're right. Those barricades will go back
right,
up. And
absolutely.
Is that fair to you as homeowners? what's the answer? What's the easy answer?
What is the answer, right? I don't know, and when they don't talk, when we don't have communications, but what's, you know, what's the reason that they don't communicate? What's the reason that they don't want to talk with you? What's the reason that if in a community, there's this barrier? So is it a community? You know, I think that this is going to define a lot for the town of Lac to Flambeau as we go forward, and frankly, in the community and in the state, and outside of the state, we've even heard this tribe is looking very poorly. And so it's damage that's, I don't know that it can be repaired, Gloria.
Right. So, and I do respect that, and I hear that, and I'm going to talk to Mr. McCutcheon. You asked who's leading. This was never about being in the lead. This is about walking side by side with your neighbors, which is what we should be doing, and that's not happening.
Right.
And right. When somebody leads in this situation, we're all going to lose. When somebody takes that lead, we're going to lose horribly. And it's the community members that lose. Mm-hmm. So I don't like to look at it, you know, and I, you probably didn't mean it that way. But we need to go through this together. We need to go through this side by side. And, you know, I heard what you're saying. It is dividing this community, mm-hmm. and it's unfortunate because it is generational.
It is very sad.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. We'll move on to item number 17, discussion possible action, waiver of the standby fees for the Lac to Flambeau school sports activities. We got contacted by the school. They asked us for the ambulance to be present at their athletic activities. We have always done that in the past, and we have actually always waived the fees for the school also.
Motion to continue to waive the fees.
I will second that motion with the comment that when I served on a volunteer ambulance, we'd always waive fees for the local school athletic functions as well. So yeah. It's not...
Nothing new.
It's nothing new. Yeah.
We've always done it. Motion been made and seconded to waive the fees for the Lac to Flambeau school sports activities. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action, Sherbush Trail bridge repair. You've got a quote for a bridge repair. There was an accident out on Sugarbush Trail. They hit the guardrail and did quite a bit of damage. The total cost of repair is $11,690. And add for repair of concrete in the southwest corner, another $1,770. They will be using some guardrail that we had already that we had taken down years ago that they can use to replace this. But I wanted to bring it to the board's attention. We need to get it fixed. We don't know if the person who hit it had insurance. This actually, you know, we need to get it fixed, but I'm sure our insurance carrier then will going to go back and
yeah.
try to take care of it. So I guess what I'd be looking for is a motion to proceed with getting the guardrail fixed.
I would move to proceed with repairing the guardrail. I don't think we have any choice there.
No,
we've got to get that done.
It's dangerous.
Can I second with a comment?
Sure. Well, that, second and then make
I'll
a
second,
comment.
Second that. But if there's any recoupment, whether the insurance company goes after it or they go through courts once it's been determined on mm-hmm. that we don't just stop at the insurance part, that we reach out to all means to have that recoup, whether it's into the court action, legal action.
If you want to amend your motion to include that?
If our insurance is going to pay it, then they will subrogate anyway. They're gonna go after whatever money they can get from whatever source. So I don't think there's going to be a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, then there won't be any need for amending the motion. Motion been made to approve the repair of the Sugarbush Trail Bridge. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 19, convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 19.85, paren 1, paren F, for the purpose of considering financial, medical, social, personal histories, or disciplinary data of specific persons, primarily consideration of specific personal problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph paren B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigations. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. Roll call vote, Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke, aye. We're in closed session. We'll go in the back.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reconvene into open session. Roll call vote, Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke, aye. We're back in open session. Item number 21, action taken regarding closed session.
There's been a motion to return the funds that have been received to the school. So make the motion.
What?
Just to clarify, the town has received some funds from the school to which it was not entitled. And we are simply returning the money that was improperly sent to us.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to return the funds that were sent from the school to the town improperly. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried. Any other action?
That we refer any associated legal issues to the town attorney for his consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to refer any other legal matters to the town attorney for his consideration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Is there a motion to adjourn at 6:15?
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming tonight.